This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast, and for some, connecting to your community can be difficult at the best of times. But when you add on an extra layer of being new to the country or even having to leave the home you were born in and settle anew, finding your queer community can be even tougher. Third Queer Culture in Brisbane was formed in 2021 with just 5 members and has grown to become an independent peer support and advocacy group for LGBTQIA+ refugees. And this morning I'm joined now by Miguel, who came to Australia from Colombia to tell us all about Third Queer Culture. Welcome, Miguel.
Hello. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Now, before we dive into Third Queer Culture, could you actually just tell us about what brought you to Australia?
Okay, so I came to Australia in 2020, just before COVID started. And initially, I just came here because I wanted to study English. So I came here in a student visa, but then a lot of things changed. I was planning just to stay for 6 months, but I was kind of stuck because of COVID. And then I realized how different the things are here, and I started changing my mind about a lot of stuff.
So how did you first get involved with or even find Third Queer Culture?
So I used to work for Queensland University of Technology in a HIV project. At that time, I was already thinking about to apply to a protection visa. I came out as a non-binary person in 2016. And after that, the things were kind of hard for me in Colombia and in general with my family. So after my student visa was about to expire, I was thinking about to apply to that visa, and I mentioned that to my boss at Queensland University of Technology, and he decided to invite me just for a meeting. He was like, "Yeah, maybe you can come and see if this kind of place is for you. It's more queer people coming for diverse backgrounds, so maybe just come around and see if this is for you." And I went there. I remember the first day, and I cried a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a little bit overwhelming in a good way.
It's a good feeling when you need to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. When I got there, I was like, yeah, probably this is what I need. And also, they were really helpful with all the process in deciding to apply to the kind of visa that I was applying. They explained everything about the claim for protection, and they were a really supportive group. And
I can only imagine how difficult that must be. I haven't gone through that process, and it must be really confusing.
It is. It was really confusing. And the thing is that it was people who went through that process before. Like my boss at QUT, he went exactly in the same process because he also came here as a student, and all the things that happened in the middle, it took him to go to his claim for protection. So it was really good to have people who went through my same situation.
How much of a difference did it make for you to be able to find this space and community? I know you were saying you cried that first time, but the difference it's made to be able to create a life for yourself here with Third Queer Culture.
So as a queer person coming from a kind of conservative country, it was always hard for me to try to put into terms my queerness with my, let's say, culture environment. So I always have like this and conflict in between the things, right? Mm. But once I went to the group, I realized that probably these kind of things can coexist. So it was like, oh, maybe I can still be proud of my culture, be proud of a lot of things, and be myself. And after I realized that and I was in the group, it was way easier for me to be myself in daily basis and then to find the things that I actually wanted to do with my life and to create a life in Brisbane. I used to live on the Gold Coast, and during my first 2 years in Australia, I was just, let's say, having Colombian friends, and then I wasn't really living here, but after I moved to Brisbane and I found a community that is more like me, it was easier for me just to be myself and to start doing things outside of that bubble and, yeah, be able to enjoy things as well. That was something that was pretty hard for me at the beginning.
That absolutely warms my heart because we know how important it is for anyone to be able to find a space that makes them feel themselves, you know, and we know how difficult that must be. So what kind of events does the group do? Is it outings, support, catch-ups, nights on the town, or is it all of it?
So this kind of a space, they've been evolving because when I first started, the group was just like hanging around together. Like as we had a little bit of budget, we were just, I don't know, having a picnic together, getting to know each other. But then we realized that we all have like similar needs. So we were trying to be also a useful tool for the members in the group. For example, the other day we have like a little meeting with one of the nurses from the health facility for refugees at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And she explained a lot how the health system works and how we can have access to this kind of thing. We also have another little picnic and we talk about housing, that is something really important now. So more than just a social group, we've been trying to give some tools to the members to have a good life in Brisbane and to move around.
That's so exciting. You know, the group has evolved since it formed in 2021 from catch-ups and lunches to provide like much-needed connections and support like the ones you're talking about. It's now an advocacy group. Was that just a natural progression, or did you find this is what people need and this is, we don't have the answers to something, so let's try and figure it out and bring it back to everyone else?
I guess it was a little bit of everything, because the people who created the group, I guess they have like some advocacy in their mind when they first started. But then in the beginning, we got a little bit lost just with the social part. But then we realized that if you really want the well-being of the people in the group, you actually need to do some advocacy and to identify those little needs that people are struggling with. Because, yeah, like, we realized that you move to Australia, you kind of have a different life, and everything seems to be easier here, but it's not just like that. You need to start building a life completely different. And the thing when you're a migrant is that you don't really feel from anywhere anymore. Mm. So you're trying to create a life here. And if you are new in a city and you don't know anyone, it's horrible. Like, you don't even know where to go for your groceries. You don't even know how to catch a bus. That kind of things are really scary. And when English is not your first language, that's even worse. So I think the group just took their own route, starting just from these casual picnics and going in the direction that we are going now. And also we've been trying to share the culture from different members of the group inside of the group, showing that their culture and their queerness can coexist and nobody's going to judge them or ask them uncomfortable things.
It's so wonderful. It is absolutely so wonderful that this group has been created, that Third Queer Culture is giving that space and place. Thank you so much, Miguel, for sharing your story with us this morning, especially because over all the way in Brisbane, you're an hour behind, so it's nice and early for you. So thank you for getting up and sharing with us. If you are in Brisbane and you're looking for or know someone who could use the community and support that Third Queer Culture have created, you can get in touch with the group by emailing thirdqueerculture@gmail.com. Miguel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for helping us to spread the message.
You're on Joy Breakfast.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.